A new federal survey from the Department of Housing and Urban Development finds that homelessness among veterans is easing. Yet the report also notes that in Chester County, more and more veterans are losing housing. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports that the government has declared Chester one of the worst areas for housing vets.
One of the big reasons is because there's a VA hospital in Coatesville, and vets come from all over the tri-state area for care. But many fall on hard times when they're released.
You can tell people, you know, up and down that homelessness is an issue in Chester County, specifically for veterans, but because it's such an affluent county, it's really hard to believe.
Lauren Hutzel is with the county's Department of Community Development. She says, hopefully, Chester County's poor ranking can be used to make the case for more government funding for shelter services. In Philadelphia, meanwhile, the numbers more or less stayed the same over 5 years. Around 6,000 live in shelters or on the street. That's less than 1% of the city's population.
6,000 is still a lot. It's a lot more than what we have the resources to really accommodate.
Laura Weinbaum is a spokeswoman with Project Home. She says those who are doubled up out of economic necessity or who have precarious living situations are not encompassed in that number.
Frankly, you know, this time of year, we start to think about people living with no heat or electricity in their homes. It's not capturing any of those kinds of experiences of homelessness.
And there are fluctuations. She says about 1 in 10 people living in poverty can expect to experience homelessness at some point over the course of a year. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.